Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We magnify you. We praise you. We glorify you. And we say thank you for all that you do and all that you are. And we want to say thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Father God, is starting us on our way. We want to say thank you, Father God, for protecting us from danger seen and unseen. We want to say thank you, Father God, for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father. As we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare and declare and decree, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment we condemn. Father God, we honor you today, Father, as we embrace, Father, this last day, this last service day for us, Father God, as we meet on this platform early in the morning, 6 days, and then back on the seventh day. And we just want to say thank you for every day. Every day, Father, that you walk with us, you talk with us, you have never abandoned us, Father. You're faithful to us. You're so faithful. Oh, Father God, you set a prime example of faithfulness, Father. And we just love you, and we just thank you, and we just magnify you, Father, for this and for absolutely everything. Thank you, God. Oh, how we love Jesus. Oh, how we love Jesus. Oh, how we love Jesus. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. And we thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, Father God, that you would unfold this day according to your will being done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, and as you told your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Amen. Hallelujah. Top of the morning to you and to you and to you. Amen. Hallelujah. As we celebrate Jesus, hallelujah, on this another day that the Lord God, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is truly, greatly to be praised. Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Well, thanks, amen, hallelujah. We want to thank God. We want to thank God for the countdown. We want to thank God for the countdown. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're counting down. Hallelujah. Less than 48 hours. Hallelujah. We're counting down. We're counting down. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. How the Lord has brought us from a mighty long ways. Amen. Hallelujah. We're counting down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How God has brought us through. brought us through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody that's living and breathing today. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to give God some praise. Give God some praise. Praise him. Praise him. Glory be to God. Even if you're not saved, praise him and then get saved. Glory be to God. Praise him. Hallelujah. That you're still, he still gave you another day to get it right. Amen. Glory to God. Didn't snatch you. Amen. Hallelujah. While you was unsaved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're counting down. Amen. Glory be to God. With another year that we cannot take for granted. Another year of history. Another year in the books, in the archives of heaven and on earth. Another year, beloved. 365 days. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us have squandered some of those days, most of those days, maybe all of those days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe as we look back on this year, we really don't have much to show for it. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe there's been no real developments. Amen. No improvements, no manifestations, nothing new. Everything was the same old for the year before and the year before that and the year before that. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe there's been many regrets. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, God has given us another day, another opportunity, and another chance, hallelujah, to do what we didn't do, to do what we should be doing. Amen. Hallelujah. And to do what he's called us to do. Glory be to God. And we want to bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Other than technical difficulties, which we have experienced a little bit more than usual, amen, glory be to God, over the last couple weeks, amen, but we know that's mostly spiritual warfare. That's spiritual warfare. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just keep finding a way to keep rumbling our way through. Amen. We wake up ready to rumble. We wake up ready to rumble in the spirit because the violent take it by force. 365 days, amen, of ministry this year. This year. We're not going back the last 13 years. My goodness, Gusha. My goodness, Gusha. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I believe that would be something like 5,000 days, glory be to God, hallelujah. I know I'm a math person, hallelujah, glory be to God. So let me pull out my calculator and do some math, hallelujah, since we're giving God some praise for all that the Lord, he has done. Amen, glory be to God. 365 days, hallelujah, and 13 years for the Life, Word, Jesus, Kingdom Ministries. That's 4,745 days that we wake up. That's almost 5,000 days. Girl, we just a couple short of 5,000 that we wake up every morning for service, every morning bringing a word, every morning singing a song, every morning giving a testimony, every morning. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we say thank you. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, we magnify you. Hallelujah. We give your name all the glory. We give your name all the honor, God. We give your name all the praise. Wait, give me one second here. Wait a minute. Give me one second here. Give me one second. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That was just me. Amen. Hallelujah. It's challenging sometimes. It's challenging. It's going to be some changes next year. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to apologize for those of you. Amen. On the conference line. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that was me this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because I'm setting up the switchboards. I'm monitoring the switchboards. Amen. Glory be to God. Bringing the word. Glory be to God. And answering text messages in between. Hallelujah. Trying to juggle everything. Trying to figure out why the system not working in between giving you a scripture. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Baby, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. That takes, hallelujah, focus. That takes commitment. Oh, that takes commitment to do all that. Glory be to God. You call into one platform. That platform ain't working. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you're trying to figure out why it's not working. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And yet, amen, leading you to a scripture. Huh? Balancing all that at one time. That takes fortitude. That takes grit. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we want to give God the praise today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because, hallelujah, look what the Lord has done. Psalms 46 and 8. Amen. Glory be to God. Reads this in the New Century Version. It says, come and see what the Lord has done. The amazing things he has done on the earth. He stops wars everywhere on the earth. He breaks all bows and spears and burns up the chariots with fire. With fire. Thank you, God. Thank God for the fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be praised in all the nations. I will be praised throughout the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. And I was thinking this morning, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Signing in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we wrap things up for this year. Hallelujah. Beloved, and by the grace of God, by the mercies of God, by the will of God, and as we enter into a brand new year, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I ask the question, Lord, what's next? What's next, beloved? We see where the Lord has brought us from in our individual lives. We see where the Lord has brought us from. Some of us have some great testimonies. Great testimonies. Matter of fact, I'm going to sit down today and write all mine down. Because I can't go on memory because he done so much. He done so much. Great testimonies. Great fights. Come on now. We've had some tears. We had some laughters. We've had some struggles. Come on now. There's a story behind our praise. There's a story behind our praise. We just didn't get here anyhow. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of us had to fight. We had to fight our way through. Glory be to God. Spiritual warfare on every hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Brother Paul says it this way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians, the number 4, amen, verse number 7, hallelujah, and it says this, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. And for those of us who have persevered through this year, We can testify with this scripture. Glory be to God. Why? Because we all have been cast down. We've been cast down. Glory be to God. A spiritual warfare. A couple of us got knocked down a couple of times. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Reminds me of that movie Rocky. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the new sequel that came out of this year. Amen. A couple of us been knocked down, but not knocked out. Come on now. We know what it is. To fall down on our face, but we didn't stay down. Come on now. We've been cast down, but we've been unconquered. Why? Because we got back up again. And every time we fall, we get back up again. We'd be a liar to say if we never fell. We'd be a liar to say we didn't feel depressed from time to time. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. Falling into self-pity. Hallelujah. And going through all those emotional battles. Come on now. Glory be to God. We've all been there. We're all moving in the same direction. Nobody's exempt. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Satan doesn't have his favorites. He's out to get all of us. Glory be to God. So we know what it is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To experience, hallelujah, the trials of life, the afflictions. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Glory be to God. We know what it is. Amen. This year, some of us have been hard pressed. Come on now. Hard pressed. Hallelujah. Some days you had to work up a praise. Work up a prayer. Glory be to God. Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some days you didn't even want to get out of bed. And guess what? You didn't. If you can get away with it, glory be to God. They was looking for you. You was in your bed. Hallelujah. Why? Because hard pressed. Glory be to God. Coming up against, amen, the forces of evil and Satan. And glory, we've been trying to put fear in you and trying to put doubt in you. Want you to think you all by yourself and nobody's with you and nobody love you. And false fear, the acronym for fear, what is false evidence appearing real? Mental malpractice. Glory be to God. He works us all over, saints. This is all part of the growing experience. Now, this is the classroom training. We're all in training for reigning. Glory be to God. God's kingdom is not like the public school system. The public school system, they just pass you. I found out, glory be to God, over the weekend, glory be to God, no child left behind. I really didn't know what that meant. I really didn't know that meant that they don't even grade the children no more. Nobody fails. Glory be to God. They don't give you E's, don't give you S. Why? Because regardless of what you get, they're going to pass you to the next grade. I didn't know that's what that meant. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what are they doing to our children. That's a whole discussion in itself. See? But God's kingdom don't work that way. Oh, no, baby. We all in this classroom training. We're all in classroom training. We're all hard-pressed. Not just the pastors, huh? Not just the laymen. Nobody's exempt. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is why there's a spiritual armor for all of us. You got yours, I got mine. You better wear yours because I'm going to wear mine. Hallelujah. But even, amen, in our spiritual armor, you still got to fight. You still got to fight. Words, you got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to believe how that you're coming through this. Because we're hard-pressed, but we're not crushed. Because the Satan tried to crush you. It's like that big Mack truck coming down the street just for you. Huh, to run you over. And you know if you get hit by a Mack truck, baby, it's over. See? Hallelujah. An enemy comes in like a big Mack truck. Huh? Well, glory be to God. But guess what? Hallelujah. He might have hit us, but we're still untouched, uncrushed, and unable to be touched by evil. Glory be to God. We are perplexed. Glory be to God, trying to figure it out. How are we going to pay the bills this month? How are we going to pay the bills? How are we going to get the groceries? Have you seen? Look, if you don't know the price of groceries, that's because you haven't been to the supermarket. You need to go to the supermarket yourself today and stop sending your spouse so you can see how much groceries cost. Huh? How you going to pay the electric bill? How you going to pay the gas bill? College education, perplexed. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Huh? But what? Not in despair. Not in despair. Why? Because God supplies our every need. Come on, somebody. Somebody keep saying, keep on making a way. Somehow. Cued it. Huh? People hating on you to be hating on you. How you trying to do good? If you do good, they hating on you and treating you all kind of ways. If you do bad, they you just can't win for losing. You can't win for losing. The ones you help, you think they would be there, amen, to reciprocate. Glory be to God, it don't work that way. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Huh? You think they would understand? You think they would see your heart, see where you're going with this? Glory be to God, hallelujah. But what? But not forsaken. Because they don't understand, but guess what? Somebody say God does. Somebody say God does. Somebody say God does. God sees my heart. God knows my heart. Hallelujah. And he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Struck down, but not destroyed. Huh? Beloved, this is the battle, amen, that we all go through. And guess what? And we have experienced it this year. This year here was no different from last year in reference to our spiritual warfare. How glory be to God. Yeah, all of us have cried. We done did some crying. Come on now. If you didn't cry, it wasn't because you didn't want to cry. Maybe your heart so hard you couldn't get the tear out. Huh? But you wanted to cry. Some of you wish you could cry. But you just can't get, and you say, if I can cry, maybe I'll feel better. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Yeah, baby, we all been there. We all been there this year. Glory be to God. We didn't skip through the tulips this year. We did some skipping. We wasn't skipping every day. We wasn't skipping every day. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We did some crying, but we didn't do some crying every day. Hallelujah. Come on now. We did some praying. Oh, my God, this is a praying ministry. Glory be to God. This is a praying ministry. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 52 weeks. If we meet at the altar 10 times a week, amen, and we did 50, that's 520 times that we met at this altar this year alone for prayer. That's outstanding. I don't care what nobody say. That's outstanding for a small group of people who are still standing when so many other people have fell off. So many other people have come and gone. Glory be to God. You want to know why a lot of them gone? Because they can't stand the pressure. They don't have the fortitude to keep going. That's outstanding. 520 times this year praying for other folks when you need prayer yourself. Glory be to God, sacrificing. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. 2024 praise parties, Friday nights. Hallelujah, when we used to be out in the world. Y'all know what we used to be doing on Friday nights, and we didn't need no weekend to do our stuff. We didn't need no Friday night. Man, we go out and do our dirt any night. Come on. But here we are on Friday night. Praising God 24 times this year. And I was thinking last night, and I said, and our sister Joanne comes with about at least 10 songs, about 10 songs per service. And I, because I'm a math person, I said, if we met 24 times this year, and she had at least 10 songs per night, that's about 240, 250 songs. That's outstanding. Giving God praise. We're not singing to James Brown and Mahalia Jackson. We're giving praises unto God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Kept us from evil, danger, seen and unseen. We don't realize how close we've been to death. Glory be to God. We don't even realize. Hallelujah. Heard one of the ministry partners said somebody was shot execution style, sitting in the car right there on her block. Amen. Some strange stuff been going on in my neighborhood too. Huh? Because that's the times we're living in. Conflict, conflict, conflict everywhere. Amen. Israel against Gaza. Amen. Hallelujah. Russia against Ukraine. Come on, somebody. Look what's going on in the political world. Political conflict. Global conflict. Hallelujah. Conflict in the community. Conflict in our families. Conflict even in our own hearts. This is an inside job. It's an inside job. Beloved, we got to take down the giants within before we can take down the giants without. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But somebody say hallelujah. God is the God of conflict. Ah, my God, hallelujah. Woo, God is a God of conflict. That conflict, that internal conflict on those days, you was wondering if you was going to keep going. Come on, come on. How many of you been there? Oh, I don't never go through that. Keep living. Keep serving. Keep serving. Baby, if you ain't had no spiritual warfare, I go as far as to say you ain't doing something right. You ain't doing something right. Glory be to God, huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus had it, and we going to have it too. But look what the Lord has done. Some of us have been struck down with COVID. Some of us had COVID, didn't even know we had COVID. Glory be to God. On all time and everything else, glory be to this RSV, amen, glory to pneumonia, cancer is going rampant. Glory be to God. And we can go on and on and on and on and on. Huh? Some of us have gone to one too many funerals this year. Just one too many. Huh? But look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Beloved, amen. We want to give God some praise. I was thinking this morning, amen, and what if Jesus hadn't come? We know, amen, we're still in the festivities, amen, because everybody getting ready now for the next 2 days, amen, mentally or spiritually, physically, however, we getting ready. You better be getting ready because if the Lord will, it's coming. But what if Jesus hadn't come? We know that he was born. People want to argue on the day that he was born. That's just folks, amen, it's a bunch of rhetoric. They ain't ready to live right, so they just want to cause arguments and debates. Talking about Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. So what? Prove the day he was born. And while you at it, prove the day you was born too. But the fact of the matter is this. He was born. But saints, amen. And I'm closing right now. We're just reflecting today. We're just reflecting. What if Jesus wasn't born? What do you think your year would have looked like this year? Oh, my God. Suki, 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 suki. What do you think 2023 would have looked like if Jesus wasn't born? Ah, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Huh. Woo, my God. What if Jesus wasn't born? Huh. Hallelujah. Everybody going to hell. I mean everybody going to hell if Jesus was not born. Glory. We were separated from God. There was no way back to God. God said he couldn't even find five people. Amen. He told Abraham, glory be to God, he couldn't even find five people. Me and my mother, Bishop Westfield, sometimes we sit and we have Bible discussions. Matter of fact, most of the time, when we talk to one another, we ain't going to hang up unless we run a scripture past one another. And she asked me a very interesting question, glory be to God. And she asked me a couple times, I know she's still thinking about it. She said, well, how many people could he find, Frieda? I said, he couldn't find many. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. This is as I close. Wait a minute. Let's look at the scripture for ourselves. You can find it in. Give me 1 second. Genesis. Genesis chapter number 18. What if Jesus hadn't come? Say, y'all need to think about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give you a little bit of gas, a little bit of fuel to keep praising him. Amen. Glory be to God. What if Jesus hadn't come? Amen. Hallelujah. And you find this here. Okay, here it is. All right. And Genesis, amen, chapter number 18. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And look at verse number 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Solomon and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. Sounds familiar? It was Billy Graham who said, the late evangelist Billy Graham, who's going on to heaven now, and he made a statement, amen, and when I'm still pondering this statement here, he said, if God does not punish the United States of America, he's going to have to come back and apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, all right? Glory be to God, because of the wickedness, beloved, that's in the land. Come on now, hallelujah, in our land right now today. He says here, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether. He said, because their sin is very grievous, I'll go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood before the Lord. And Abraham asked the Lord, he said, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? And he said, peradventure, there be 50 within the city. Will thou destroy and not spare the place if there's 50 righteous? Okay, this is Abraham talking to the Lord. Okay, what about, Lord, if you got 50 righteous people? The Lord said, okay. That's fine. We'll do it for 50. Amen. Glory be to God. And verse 26, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I'll spare the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, but I am ashes and dust. And so he said, wait a minute, Lord. He said, I know I asked you if you find 50, but Lord, what about 45? Huh? And then the next verse, he said, Lord said, okay, fine. If I'm 45 people, if we're good, 45 holy people, righteous peoples, okay, you good. Then Abraham thought about it. He said, Lord, I'm sorry, but what about 40? He kept chopping it down. He kept moving five off. Glory be to God. Then in verse 30, he said, Lord, please don't be mad with me. Please don't be mad with me, Lord. Amen. But he said, what about 30? Now he done jumped from chopping five off, and he done went from 40 to 30. He said, what about 30 people? The Lord said, okay, fine, 30 people work. 30 people work. Amen. Abraham said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He said, what about 20? All right, 20. The Lord said, okay, no problem. For 20 people, 20 people. All right. And then Abraham in 32, verse 13, he said, Lord, please don't be mad at me. Please don't strike me down there. He said, Lord, but what about for 10 people? Now, he went from 50 to 10 in a two-minute conversation. The Lord said, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Now, 10 people, I'm good. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, amen, that Abraham went his way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved. And so the question that Bishop Westfield asks is, amen, it's a very legitimate question. Amen. She says, I wonder how many people God can find in today's time. I wonder if God, amen, can find 10 people. Oh, I know, God can find more than that. No, you don't know what God can find. The first question you got to answer is, can he find you? Beloved, there's so many people, glory be to God, that's faking the funk. So many people, amen, still living in hypocrisy. So many people that's not hungering and thirsting after righteousness, not sold out. Jesus Christ is our Lord of all. He's Lord of part. Glory be to God. They're not all the way in this thing. Amen. They're smiling in your face, but their heart, glory be to God, is far from the Lord. And only God knows that. How many could God find? Boy, that's an interesting question, beloved. And we're going to find out, not to be counting numbers, but we got to make sure that we're in the number. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. As we wrap up this year, amen, and step into the next year, amen, by the grace and the mercies of God, amen, and we ask ourselves, well, first of all, what if Jesus didn't come? Thank God that he did. Thank God that he did come. Thank God that he didn't make a way. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. Thank God, amen, that heaven belongs to all those who want to be there. All those who want to be there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then as we enter into this new year, beloved, amen, hallelujah, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, be still, and verse, and our opening scripture on this morning, Psalms 46, amen, verse number 10, be still. Ah, somebody say, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Ah, I hear the voice of the Lord saying, as we close up this year and enter into the next year, be still and know that I am God. See how I'm going to work this thing out just for you. See how I'm going to work this thing out. See how I'm going to turn this situation around. It looked like you lost. It looked like your back was against the wall. It looked like they was about to issue your death certificate. It looks like they was writing up papers for an eviction. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, be still. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It looks like you was going to lose the battle. But God said, not so. Be still. He told Moses, when Moses and the Israelite back looked like it was against the wall, it looked like they had lost the battle. It looked like they was going down and out. But God said, not so. Be still and know that I am God. It's not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of Lords. Watch me. Beloved, God is telling us to watch him. And 20 and 24. Hallelujah. Watch him. Watch him. Hallelujah. Not only are we going to give God more, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God said, you're going to see more. Because I'm going to show you more. Ah, come on, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You're going to see more. Oh, y'all, you're going to taste more. Oh, glory be to God. God is going to manifest his power even the more. And guess what? Moses didn't have to do nothing but lift his rod. Take his faith and lift his rod and watch God. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying as we enter into this new year, be still and lift your rod. Be still and lift your hands. Be still and lift your praise. Be still and lift your worship. Be still. Oh, glory be to God. Don't make a move. Just be still. Still, glory be to God, hold your stance. After you've done all the stand, keep on standing. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And watch me move. And watch me move. Beloved, hallelujah, this is the year, amen, glory be to God, where, hallelujah, the word is going to work itself. The word always works itself, but the manifestation is about to be revealed. And all we're going to do is be still. Hallelujah. Keep your hands lifted. Be still. And keep your praise lifted. Don't go back. Don't turn around. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look around. Don't look down. But look within and look up. Hallelujah. For our help coming from the Lord. Come on, somebody. My help coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done? Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because there's about to be much more in 20 and 24. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word of God on today. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's straight from heaven, saints. Y'all know I try to come with y'all for a fresh word every morning. Well, that's straight from heaven. When I woke up this morning, glory be to God, I ain't know what to, I said, God, what we saying today, like for real, what we saying today. And I went in and started praying in my heavenly language for a few minutes. Hallelujah. And God had downloaded it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He wanted us to know, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. He did not bring us this far to leave us. But we are going to see more. And 2024 of his grace, his mercies, his love, his provisions, and his manifestation. Hallelujah. You'll be able to, there's a saying I can show you better than I can tell you. That's going to be your word for 20 and 24. Because your enemy's going to see it, your family going to see it, and you're going to see it too. Amen. Keep on praising them, saints. Keep on praising them. Keep on praising them. Father God, we say thank you. You've been so good to us. God, if you didn't do another thing, really, we ain't just saying this. If you never did another thing, you done really did a whole lot. And we thank you for everything that you already done. We thank you for the things that you're working on right now, still yet to be revealed. And even those things, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, things that you already done, the things you're doing right now, and the things yet to be revealed, we say thank you. And we worship you for who you are. Thank you for bringing us through, God. We still got 2 days. We don't know what this year going to end. We just know we close to it. Well, we want to say thank you that we was able to get this close. Thank you, Father. And by your grace and your mercy as we cross over, oh, glory be to God. We thank you that we are not crossing alone, but you are our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen and amen. All right. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. This is our last early morning service for this year. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's done. We did it. God, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. We did it through Christ, in Christ, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. See? Hallelujah. We are in agreement and partnership with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he did it, and he used us to do it. Amen. It's a wrap. Amen. Applaud yourself. Amen. Some of you, amen, we haven't heard from you all year, but you've been here every morning with us and disappointed when you were struggling and couldn't get to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Applaud yourself. Amen. You met at the breakfast table. Amen. Every morning. And only missed a few. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Okay. And form of announcements. Oh, God, what day is it? All right. All right. So everybody know that I'll be tomorrow's service is going to be a live service. We're not going to be on the internet tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. I am the guest preacher. Amen. Services start at 11 a.m., not 11 p.m. All right. Bless the Lord. Now, I think what we want to do for watch night, I think tomorrow night I'm going to come back on social media. I haven't been on social media in a bit. All right, so I think the Lord is telling me to do the New Year's service, probably do it around 10, 11, I don't know. I'm in a place with God where I just walk and wait for him to download it. I don't really get all excited about the future and to get excited about what's next. Amen, glory about what's next. Amen, just watch and see. This got to show you. Amen, and so, amen. But I do know that we're going to be on social media for New Year's, amen, night, tomorrow night. I'll text everybody, amen, and for those of you that will be home, amen, and we can bring our New Year's in, amen, on social media. It's going to be a lot of changes in this ministry for the next year, all for the good, all for the better, amen, glory be to God. So you'll be getting news, amen. We have however the Lord tell us to do it. If the Lord say have a meeting, we're going to have a meeting. Amen. However the Lord tell us to do it, we're going to do it. Amen. But there's going to be a lot of changes for the better in 2024. So keep your ears open. Amen. Keep your eyes open. Amen. Hallelujah. And give God praise right now. Amen. You don't have to wait. Amen. You can give him praise on credit. Amen. In Jesus' name. I want to thank each and every one of you. Amen. Our listening audience around the globe, all around the globe. We have never heard from you. Don't know your name. We just know you're listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for trusting us. Amen. We are a ministry that you can trust. Amen. We're coming with you with sound doctrine. We're not making up nothing. Amen. Glory be to God. So thank you. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank our ministry partners, amen, who support this ministry. Those of you who are live every morning, those of you that we can touch, we can see. Thank you, Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry Partners. Thank you, each and every one of you. We love you. We thank you. Thank you who serve, those who serve in this ministry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Another year down, another year down. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Glory be to God. Those of you who support this ministry financially, thank you for your money. Baby, you can't do a doggone thing without money. You think I'm lying? Try it. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you for all the prayers, all the support. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. We appreciate you, and we send our prayers and our blessings to you. Amen. And in Jesus' name. All right, I think that is it for today. I think that is it. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. As you prepare to bring in the new year, hallelujah, whatever you do. Some people say, I'm just going to bed. Well, if you're going to bed, then just turn your computer on, turn your phone on, and get a good message. Amen. Tonight, tomorrow night. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, bed might be a good place to be, especially if you're not in the bed with the wrong person. That's another subject. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this service. We thank you for this month. We thank you for this year. We thank you for the last 13 years. We thank you for the moment that we came out of our mama's belly. Father God, we just want to say thank. We go all the way back to say thank you. When the beginning first begun, before the foundation of the world, God, we just want to say thank you because you keep on being so good to us. As we move forward, Father God, we will not be afraid, Father God, of all the bad news, all the conflict, all the drama, and all the other stuff going on around us, because we're sin so abound, grace so much more abound. But Father God, hallelujah, we're going forward with our eyes fixed on you, Father. Hallelujah, knowing if you did it before, you're going to do it again, Father God. You're going to do it in a different way. You're going to do it in a better way. You're going to do it in a higher way, Father God, because that's just who you are. So we say thank you, Father. We thank you for every Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry partner, each and every one, name by name, family by family, situation by situation. Father God, we thank you for them in Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare, decree. Amen. Hallelujah. That Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord of Lords. I love you. It's been my pleasure to serve you all this year. Woo! You best believe it's by spirit. It's by spirit. Amen. All for the last 13 years, it's been my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. He's the best person to work for. Anybody looking for a job, you got one. Hallelujah. Give God your resume. He already know your resume. He'll take it as it is. You ain't got to lie or fudge. Just give it. He already know your resume. Hallelujah. And he'll still hire you. Because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I love you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. God bless you. Amen and amen and amen.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful. of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
Hey!
For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh yes you have.
Though my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am able, oh I will sing of the goodness of God.